Acquiring a complete Minuteman loadout with plate carrier, chest rig, backpack, and the whole nine yards can be extremely, extremely expensive. So what if you're on a budget and you need a very affordable option, or maybe you have a large budget, but you just rather spend your money on things other than gear and kit?
We got a couple of mil coming in like a week. And when it gets in, I'll give you a call. You come pick it up.
Well, I think there's actually a lot of great options on the market. However, one has just kind of popped up that I think has become my favorite. So for the past few years, I've personally been following this guy on Instagram called Rebels Raiders, mainly because he's a fellow goat enthusiast and raises money for goat rescue and shelters, which just, you know, goats have a special place in my heart. And I think you understand if you've been watching the channel for very long. He said that he was coming out with a full plate carrier with a chest rig, with a low vis rig option and H harness, all for under $250. A huge pack for good for 2 to 3 days out in the field for $150, and even like a med bag for like $45-$50. So we started chatting back and forth, and I just flat out asked him, like, man, how are you releasing this stuff for so cheap, right? Either the quality is bad, you're getting it made by slaves in China. And he's like, no, none of that. I'm just not taking as much of a profit on it so that I can sell a ton of quantity at a really good price that average Americans can afford. So when he said that, I was like, I knew there was a reason I liked you, dude.
It is designed in America, made in Vietnam. Who says we didn't win that war?
$15, buku money. Be glad to trade you some Arvin rifles. And never been fired and only dropped one.
I would like to order one full price, get it in, and let me start using it and testing it out in the field. And let me see what the quality of this extremely budget setup is actually like. So we got the stuff in, I started testing it, I started using it, I started loading it all up. I gotta say this. Here at DC, we really don't like doing gear reviews. They bore us to death. But this one was actually something all of us collectively were like, yeah, this is going to be a good one. So let's check out the gear. Let's see how it works. Let's get into it. So when I spent $470, here is everything that I got, okay? I got the Vicarian plate carrier, which comes with enough accessories and an H harness to turn this into a micro chest rig. It also comes with the accessories to turn it into a low-vis chest rig that's really form-fitting and that you could hide underneath a jacket or a coat or something like that. It comes with the Phoenix 37-liter duty pack, which honestly might be my favorite thing of all of this, because this is only $150 in and of itself, which is unheard of. And it comes with the Apothecary med bag, which I have rigged up with a ton of medical supplies, and something that I think a lot of civilians like us should have. We're way more likely to run into some sort of medical emergency on the road, in a wreck, out in the field than anything else. And also a sling, which was only like $30. I have everything loaded out as if I was going out into the field for 2 to 3 days. So if you're thinking about going to like a MilSim event, especially like MilSim West, this is like the best setup for MilSim West, in my opinion, because it's got everything that you need for an extremely low price. So if you're looking to get into airsoft or any type of MilSim, it's like, bro, this is undeniable. And just so you know, we're not being paid for any of this. There's no affiliate link. There's no code. There's none of that. Like, this is purely a company and a guy who I think is doing an incredible job at creating great equipment at a very low price for the average person. And I just want to support that and tell people what they can expect when they spend something, you know, an amount that they would think is, you know, not a lot, and it's for subpar quality gear. That's just not the case. This is just awesome, and I want to tell you about it because I'm excited about it. So let's go top to bottom on this plate carrier, completely loaded down with all the accessories. This weighs about 17 pounds right now, starting with the shoulder straps, which it's good to have some sort of shoulder pads with this kind of stuff, because once you put 17 pounds worth of plates and ammo and other accessories on it, and you're walking 3 to 5 miles, like, bro, it really starts to hurt. There's no plate carrier on the market that is comfortable after 5 miles. It just doesn't exist. But I will say that after extended use on this thing, it's as comfortable as anything else. They also have little pass-throughs for any kind of comms or cables that you want to run in there. And if you want to really cinch them down, they actually push down and you can fold this over and actually like really secure those cables so they're not just going everywhere and sliding everywhere. Whenever I first pulled these out of the package, I thought, man, that plate bag looks really large. And that's because apparently he designed this to fit small to large plates of any different kind of multi-curve that you can find on the market. The cool thing about this is I actually put small plates in here, and whenever I actually cinch it down, cinch the cummerbund down, it pulls any excess material in, so you don't notice, you don't feel any slop, and the plate is not moving around in there, which is really nice. It comes with a cummerbund, which is great, because a lot of times when you buy plate carriers, you have to like, you buy the plate bags, and you have to buy the cummerbund, and then you have to buy the placard. It's like, I don't have to worry about that with any of this. It's just already set up. So the cummerbund's actually very nice. It's got some stretchy material on it. This front little pouch right here, both these front two hold 5.56 mags really well. I've got my radio in this one routed up through all of this stuff and into the shoulder pad. Got an extra 5.56 mag here, and this next one is actually a little bit wider, so it will take like an expanded ITRK or IFAC. Like, that's where I keep my medical, just in here, and I keep a pull tab on this. All of this ships with pull tabs for every or for every slot on this thing. So pull tabs for all of this, like these little retention tabs right here. Also for the placard on the front, I removed most of them, but it does come with all of them. So there's that. On this side, I just have two extra mags, and this last slot I just have for like balaclavas, an extra set of gloves. It's really hard for me to reach back there, so I don't typically put too much in that slot. One of the things that frustrates me about a lot of plate carriers is how difficult it is to attach the cummerbund. So this has a pull tab right here that simply pulls up, and you just adjust the fit. So if you want it tighter, awesome, make it tighter. If you want it looser, make it looser. It's very simple, and that is something that is very valuable for guys who are just getting into this, is having something that's affordable and also simple and easy to figure out. Like, you don't need a tutorial on this to figure it all out. The interior of these plate bags have a little bit of structure to them, so they feel they've got a little bit of padding. They've also got some material that helps it kind of breathe a little bit better on you, so you don't get as hot and, you know, musty on the inside. At the top of the front plate bag, it has some molly on there. I know a lot of people like to put like, you know, their patches and stuff on there. I'm just way more tactical than that. I like to run my ACAC or my Onyx off-road app so that I can navigate in the field and take people down in the National Milchum game. But it works well. I put this Juggernaut case on here with this S20 Galaxy, and I'm just able to, you know, look up dank memes whenever I'm out in the field, or, you know, kill some time before we go out and destroy someone in the middle of the night at Milsom West. It does come with a placard. Now, not this little piece. This is it's just like a little GP pouch for like $20 on Amazon. But it does come with this placard. And dude, it's got laser cut molly. I was just like, there's so much laser cut stuff on here. I was actually kind of surprised. It comes with a 5.56 insert, which holds three 5.56 mags, which we all know is not enough for a firefight, according to the internet. And I agree with that. Like, you want more ammo, which is why I've got more ammo here on the sides. I could load this up with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 mags, 8, 9 if I really wanted to. But still, the fact that it comes with a placard and I don't have to buy that separately or hunt it down or figure out which one works with it, it's really nice. I can attach extra stuff on here. It also comes with a 7.62 mag, kind of like DMR style insert, which I can put in there, which is great. And then, you know, you can add whatever you want on the front here, which I usually keep like a multi-tool or a compass or something like that in there. It also comes with a tourniquet holder with Velcro on the back, which slides up nicely in here. You could also put it on front if you prefer it that way. So once you get the placard removed, you'll notice that it has these little Velcro tabs over here on the side. Now, that's going to come in handy whenever we go to turn this into a micro chest rig. But if you don't want to use them, you can always fold them back over and they stay hidden. I don't mind them flapping out there in the wind. They don't really do anything. They don't mess with you, but you can flip them over. Also, I can just run a little glove keeper right here, or, you know, you can put chem lights on there if you're super tactical. But overall, like, it's pretty awesome and works really well.
This poor little guy was not ready for natural disaster. With the historic rains that we've had here in Tennessee, I'm sure it flooded his little burrow hole and left him to wash up here for the coyotes to eat. He was not prepared. But you know how you can be prepared? With My Patriot Supply. No, but super serious. I've been a customer of My Patriot Supply for many years. I've got a year-long food supply of emergency food rations, and it's pretty awesome. And if you haven't checked them out and you don't have a plan for feeding yourself or your family when hard times come or if grocery stores dry up, you should definitely check them out. You can go to preparewithdc.com and get a huge discount on their different meal plans and their emergency food supply. And it's pretty great. It's pretty awesome. It actually tastes fairly good. And you should check them out. Get a discount. Get squared away on food. That's honestly one of the most important things you can do. Get me away from this thing before I get leprosy just from breathing this air.
And if you are planning for an uncertain future, it's a good idea to have your navigation kind of down pat. We use Onyx Off-Road a lot. It's an incredible app. It gives real-time satellite updated imagery of your area. I know whenever the floods came through here or when we were concerned about this river flooding or our ponds, I was able to pull it up, and it has actually very recent up-to-date satellite maps of your area, which is not something you get typically with like Google Maps or anything like that. So especially for disaster preparedness and even just like you're having fun traveling, Onyx Off-Road, it's an absolute game changer. I could pull it up here on my phone, my tactical juggernaut case setup. But honestly, I just use it on my everyday phone. Also, they have given us a discount code to give you guys. We don't get any kickback from it, but it's just savings passed straight on to you for one of their subscriptions to their map and their imagery. Link is in the description. Also, Steel Industries, if you are driving around at night, honestly, night vision is a game changer. I think night vision is best used for navigation for normal civilians. Like, we're probably going to be needing to navigate at night more than we need to shoot bad guys at night. So Steel Industries is who we get all of our night vision from. They have some of the best customer service in the game. We've known those guys for years, and we've been customers for years. We buy things from them just like anybody else. Yeah, we get a ton of stuff to test and demo, but we are still customers, still spending our own money on a lot of that stuff. So if you're looking to get a night vision, hit them up. Discount code in the description, which goes a long way when you're talking about something expensive like night vision. All these guys help us make content like this possible for you guys every single week by funding us and supporting us. So go give them some love, and let's get back to the video.
Here's the H harness that comes with it. My favorite kind of harness. X harnesses are great too, but I love the H. And it comes with a back strap for the micro chest rig conversion. So you simply do this. It comes with all the hardware you need. By the way, a lot of this hardware is Wujin hardware, which is made in Korea. It's not Chinese, it's Korea, and they actually make extremely great hardware.
So are you Chinese or Japanese?
But it's pretty simple. So we're gonna start with attaching here. These are your front straps here. And this is where these little side straps really come into play. So this is going to be your top one that goes underneath your armpit, and it's got this deleted female buckle right here. So you simply thread it in, snap it, done. You can take your back strap, you're going to do the same thing. You just press it in, boom, done. And even with this glove keeper on here, it doesn't interfere with me being able to do this. So I can leave this on my kit, I can run it in front of it or behind it, and it's good to go. Then you're going to want to size this, obviously. And typically when I store my chest rigs, I store them with all the hardware buckled on one side and all of it detached on the other side. So then I can simply throw it on, buckle in, and I'm good to go. I have a chest rig. It's freaking sick. Now, you can leave these buckles attached if you want to go back to a plate carrier from the micro rig. The only thing that you might notice is that once you put this on the plate carrier, these are going to be kind of flapping around. Sure, you could pin them back here, but that's going to, you know, you don't want to take up that Velcro slot. The one thing I've noticed is that the times where I've ran placards like this.
Why does my voice crack when I talk?
It sounds...
with something dangling on the side on a plate carrier, I've never actually noticed it. When you're out in the field and you're walking or you're running or you're just doing whatever, I don't notice this. I'm listening to the wind. I'm listening for people talking. Like, my gear is clinking around louder than this is, and it doesn't really bother me. Now, obviously, if you're in a chest rig, you don't want all this scratchy hook field on the back of it. So it does come with a delete key, just some sort of backer that keeps all the scratchy off of you, or at least most of it. You could add some more, but not bad. Let's say you are a micro chest rig guy. I don't find a lot of uses for micro chest rigs outside of just like hunting. That being said,
if I wanted more stuff on the sides, like more mags or more medical, that's where the cummerbund from the plate carrier comes into the equation and this simple little pad that is also included. And let me show you how I would rig that up. So this is the piece that you will be attaching the cummerbund to. It doesn't really matter which side you use. It works both ways. I like to have the slick side against my body. So with this, you're gonna look at your two cummerbunds, right? It has a little F label here that reminds you, hey, this is front facing, okay? So if I'm gonna attach this to the back, then this is going to be what needs to sit in here. Just like that. If this is my front, then I'm bringing it around and I'm setting it down in there. And I can adjust this to be tighter or looser depending on how fat I am that given week. Flip that over. Nice slick side against my back. From here, you can simply pull it over like that. Then you take your H harness and these buckles that normally went under your armpits on a micro rig, simply plug in here. I have a much more substantial chest rig loadout now with numerous mags, with radio, with medical, anything else that I want. And it's how you can kind of plus up your chest rig if you're not a big micro rig guy. The other thing I can do is I can delete all this stuff on the sides or even the front. I can delete everything in the front and just keep things on the sides and really cinch it in and keep it close to the body. That's what's great about these cummerbunds that kind of stretch and flex a little bit, is that you can get it super form fitting, put underneath a flannel, put underneath a coat, and now you have a low-vis rig. Now, if you've never worn low-vis stuff, you'll notice that this rides a little lower around my gut. I don't mind that because whenever I pull on a jacket, most people in America are a little overweight. And so if it looks like I have a little bit bigger of a gut, I don't really mind. As I bring this up to my chest, which actually feels a little bit more comfortable to me, it actually starts to bulk out this a little bit more, which may look great for me because, you know, I'm a smaller dude. Anyway, it's totally up to you where you want it to ride. If you do want this to ride a little bit higher, you are going to have to adjust these back straps to pull it up, which is, you know, if you're going from a chest rig, the micro rig setup, to this, it will require a little bit of adjustment if you want it to ride a little bit higher. Every strap on this whole setup can be Velcroed down. So if you don't like slop, I don't mind stuff kind of flopping around. But if you're picky about it, you can always tie it all up. Now, everything that you just saw all comes together for $250. That is insane to me. That is an insane value, and there's no way that he's making very much money on this. And the savings is translated to the end user for guys who are, maybe if they've never bought kit before and they're trying to figure out what to get and they don't want to spend $1,000 on a full Cry or Spiritus Systems loadout, which, by the way, I love and I will still use. But for entry level stuff or for people who don't know like what to get, dude, this is such an easy option. It gives them so much flexibility. And for guys like us who have been doing this forever and using all sorts of gear, even to me, I'm like, bro, this is crazy good. Now, we still have two other things to cover. We have the med bag and the backpack. Both are awesome. Let's go with the smaller one first because it also integrates with this chest rig, but these other two items are separate purchases. So this is the Apothecary med bag. You don't just have to use this for med stuff. You could rig this up for comms, but I kind of have it rigged up for medical right now because this is something that I would like take with me in the truck, or I would just leave in my vehicle at all times. I have another med bag that I kind of use for something like this, but honestly, I'm going to switch that out for this just because of how well it works. I'll show you basically how it works real quick, and then we'll talk about, you know, the actual features of it. But you simply sling it over your neck like that, and then it has a waistband that clips in. It's that simple. By the way, you should take medical classes, at least one. One of our good buddies, Paul Pollock over Bear Solutions and Agonic, he does classes on this. But you can also get classes oftentimes for free at local hospitals. TCCC is a great option to go for. But yeah, a Med 1 basics class will go really far for you in life. So check that out. On the front, there is Molly, which is great for, I wouldn't attach like other packs to it, but it's great for just carrying some trauma shears. These are kind of like the standard trauma shears, in my opinion. They're crap. X Shear is a much better shear, and it's well priced. It's very fairly priced. So if you're looking for good trauma shears, X Shear, check them out. I don't have them with me today because they're up in all of my other medical stuff, but it will be migrating to this since I'm going to be using this as my med bag from now on. I've got a small snake staff tourniquet right here in this front little pocket that's elastic that holds it really nice. And I keep a spare radio. Now, I don't have my super fancy Hytera or Harris radios in this. I just keep a simple Quenching. Yes, it's made in China, but you know what? It's actually phenomenal. We talk about this radio in numerous other videos. If you want to learn a little bit about comms, you should check one of those out. But great little radio for a very, very small price. That being said, I have a little carabiner up here with some tape, which tape is great for anything, especially medical stuff. You should obviously have some medical tape, but if this is all you can use, well, if that's all you have, then get it. Inside, don't hate me. I have Narcan in here. A lot of people are like, why would you use Narcan to save someone who OD'd on their own volition? A lot of people in here are victims of fentanyl without, like, they didn't do anything. They just get hit with it. That being said, I also know some guys, some of the best people I know used to be huge druggies back in the day, and had someone not saved their life, they would have never had the opportunity to turn their life around and be a force multiplier for guys like them and be able to help others who are caught in that cycle of addiction. So yeah, it's super easy to be cold and callous and be like, oh yeah, I'm not going to hit somebody with Narcan. You know, they chose to do that themselves. That's cool, man. But I've seen what happens to people who have been saved by it, and I always carry it with me, especially here in Tennessee. Got some bandages, some gauze, got a pre-lubed nasal airway thingamabob. Really, the only thing that matters there is pre-lubed. And some extra bandages, and got a little rescue blanket to keep someone warm so they don't go hypothermic, which can happen even whenever it's not cold outside. Check out our videos on that. This pull tab can just like hang out the top so you can quickly rip it open and access your stuff. I do keep a little CPR first aid, like mouth-to-mouth thing there, though I've never used that. I've done CPR on people and mouth-to-mouth stuff, and I've just risked it all. And a tourniquet. Again, this isn't my main bag yet because I haven't transferred everything over, so this is one of my trainer tourniquets that has fake blood on it. This is not good to use anymore, but it's in there for demonstration. And over on the side, Sharpie for if you do have to mark a tourniquet or anything else, and a Kim light just in case it is at night and you don't have a headlamp or something on you. Having a glow stick actually kind of helps. Kim light, glow stick. Kim light's the tactical version of glow stick. I do have a little beacon here, which you probably can't see during the daylight, but this is like a knockoff beacon. It's kind of cool, especially if you turn it on, you're having to walk around a road at night. Having a flasher is nice. But then inside here is a huge kangaroo type pouch where you can carry a lot of other stuff. Got some extra tape, some gloves. This is something that I've had for a really long time. This is from Live the Creed. In my opinion, they make some of the best medical gear and medical content. This is back whenever they had a different name, Wild Hedgehog Tactical. But it's just like a little notebook full of like, hey, here's how to use this stuff. Here's how to do CPR. Here is how to put on a tourniquet appropriately. Here's how to put on a SWAT T tourniquet if you're using that kind. Here's how to use a nasal pharyngeal airway. Here's how to use the hyphen chest seals. I know how to use that stuff, but if I had to pass this bag off to my wife or someone else like that, or even just a random stranger, having the guide in there, it doesn't take up any space, doesn't take up any weight. Why not put it in there? SAM splints folded up to fit in here. Two sets of chest seals. Never carry just one chest seal on you. If someone gets shot or if someone gets, punctured with a stick or something because they flew off of a four-wheeler, like, dude, you need two. There's an entry and an exit wound. And then to round it out, I just have these little field kits. This one has just superficial wound care. It's kind of like a boo-boo kit, simple things. And then this one just has basic like over-the-counter medicines, ibuprofen, sting relief, burn relief, that kind of thing. Just kind of handy to have all in one place. Now, this is where this whole suite, the full suite of the products actually makes a lot of sense, because this med bag can also be used as a chest rig. You simply take the H-harness and you rig it up and you add in, you actually like just loop on this little buckle because you have extra buckles, remember? So you clip that into there and then your chest rig armpit straps go right under here. The med bag itself actually comes with the back strap for the lower part of it. And look, you've got another kind of chest rig. Now, would you use medical for this? I don't know, but like you could definitely use this in the field and put land nav stuff in here, put a spot, like a small handheld monocular in here, put a night vision device in here, a range finder, and really kit this out for whatever it is that you're doing. This also works with the low vis system. So if you want the cummerbund that has more stuff that you can put in it, you can run this as your placard, and you would simply put your cummerbund straps underneath this, put the delete key on the back of it, and you've got another low vis or multi-loadout system with the apothecary bag. One thing you will notice on this version is this is kind of dangling down here. This was the neck strap that goes over my neck whenever I'm just running the apothecary bag on its own. We talked to Rebel Raiders about it before he released this. I think he figured it out on his own also, but he's actually re-sewing this, how that strap goes in, so you can just delete it all together and not even worry about this flapping around down here. He did that all by hand, and I believe it's done. Like, if you buy this, this won't be hard sewn in. It'll be removable, which is pretty rad. Now, with it set up in the cummerbund configuration, it's not as ideal, but I will say, you know, if we go back to North Carolina, or there's another hurricane, or there's another, you know, disaster relief opportunity, something like this, you know, delete the magazines, put in some extra medical, put in some extra communication gear, would be an actual very functional loadout. And that's the thing that we're talking about here, really, is this multi-purpose loadout, so that you don't have to buy 18,000 different things. It's like one whole suite that really works well with each other and can be great for tactical or offensive or defensive purposes, but also just for like rescue and help and disaster relief. Because honestly, that is way more likely than any sort of like, you know, things popping off here in the States, at least for now. Cheap packs are not hard to find. Cheap packs with high quality stitching and a great design are hard to find. So when I saw that this thing was only going to be $150, I was like, it's got to suck. Like it's gotta fall apart, and maybe it will in a year from now. But so far, it's been awesome, and I've loaded this down with everything that I would take with me for like a 2 to 3 day excursion into Milsom West or something like that. Right now, this is loaded down with about 32 pounds worth of gear. There's a couple things that I absolutely love about this pack. The first one being the fact that it actually fits a helmet with stuff on it. I can't tell you how many packs, like the Eagle Industries Yote, it has that backpack like thing that comes up on it. And I've had Yotes before, and I'm like, I can't fit my helmet with any sort of accessory on there. It's such a tight fit, and it also pushes into the pack. So if I fully load the pack and then try and put my helmet in it, it barely fits, if at all. So I know that Rebel, whenever he was designing this, he made it oversized for a purpose, and it's a very good thing that he did, because this fits my helmet. This fits old ACH style or Mitch style helmets very well, which is one of the things that I look for in a pack, is can I actually carry a helmet in it without it pushing into the rest of the pack. And for this, it absolutely does. It has retention straps here to make sure it doesn't fall out. I can just pop those. And it's also got shock cord here where I can loosen it up and expand it, get my helmet out, which is pretty awesome. When you have the helmet in there though, this little pouch, not super useful just because it's so packed in with stuff, but I could throw like spare batteries and things like that in there. The MOLLE on the back is cool, especially if you're not running a helmet, because as you're in a helmet, this starts to, you know, bend. Doesn't work super well if you're trying to put things on it then. But if you are just running this slick, you can absolutely add extra stuff on there. Once you pop the clips, does your helmet just fall out? No, I don't want it to. That's where the shock cord comes in handy. If I open up the main compartment and start to flap it out, does it fall out? With a shock cable, thankfully, no. Let's say you want to get into the main compartment of your pack without having to pop your helmet straps, right? Even though you do have this shock cord retention, you don't want to have to like sacrifice that. In its default configuration, you can't really do that. But again, going back to modularity, there are these little straps right here, these little hooks right here. You can remove this, swap them out, and actually be able to clip in directly. So this side of the pack I have set up as the default configuration. Over here on this side of the pack, I've actually swapped those out. So now I can simply clip in here. We will re-zip the main compartment here, tighten this down, and now I can actually open this whole thing up and my helmet stays nice and secure. Let's talk about all the things on the outside and then we'll get to the inside. It does come with these straps that you can pop in your your bed roll or your accordion style roll, which is awesome. You can adjust them. So if you have a thicker one or a thinner one, you can tighten it all up and keep it nice and pretty. Over here on the sides, you have these pockets. Now, originally this was my biggest complaint, and it's not even really a complaint, that it didn't fit a Nalgene bottle. I crammed one in there, and like a full-size 32-ounce Nalgene. I crammed one in there, and I let it sit overnight. And the next day I went out, walked a couple miles in it all, and it kind of settled in. So now, yeah, a Nalgene totally fits. It's going to be a snug fit, but it does fit a 32-ounce Nalgene, which is super awesome. So I can carry two of those, one on each side. If you don't want to run Nalgenes, it also has like a little elastic pocket here to where you could put in like a tinier Nalgene or maybe like some sort of saw or tool. You can do whatever you want. And of course, it's got, you know, Molly on the side. It's got Molly up here, which I don't find Molly on this kind of stuff super useful, except for like hanging carabiners or extra gear off of. But up here, it's kind of useful because it's unused space and it's not being taken up by anything. So over here, I have a little Vertex mini pouch up here that has just, you know, quality of life stuff. Toothpaste, toothbrush. If you're out in the field for like 3 or 4 days, dude, it sucks. Like your mouth just, you got cotton mouth and you didn't even do anything fun to earn it. Some extra wipes. But yeah, you can absolutely put a little Molly pouch up here and give yourself a little bit of extra space and room. The carry handle on the outside at the top is actually very nice. It actually has two carry handles on each side too. So if you want to pick up your pack or if you want to, you know, do one of these numbers where you sling it over, get it up on your back and throw it over. Super easy to do. I'm glad that they put one on both sides. It's pretty handy. There is a zipper behind this main compartment that is, it's got some like felt lining or padding. You can fit like a PVS 14 in there. You can fit some like, some gear that you want to keep a little safe. There's not a lot of padding to it. It's just, it's a nice little thing to have. But if you fully load up your pack and you don't leave any space, it's kind of not very useful because obviously, you know, there's no room for you to actually push anything down in there, but nice option to have.
It's a snack pocket for the boys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You put some beef jerky in there or some old tater tots, just cram them in there. You can probably fit 50 tater tots in there if you just keep on compacting it in. Yeah, and you just scoop in, you know. Now, if you're not wearing a helmet, this little strap actually comes in handy because you can kind of pull it nice and closed, cinch up all this shock cord and make sure this isn't kind of like flapping everywhere. You might be able to pull this over with a helmet in it. I haven't needed to. But if you don't need it, it just Velcros back to itself. And out here on this back pocket, you know, oh, you can load up your patches some more and let everybody know how cool you are. But there is a zipper right up here that is padded and I think felt lined. I don't know what that material is, but it's nice and soft in there where you could keep like iPro. So it's not going to get scratched up. That's pretty handy. And that's where I keep my headlamp. The rear backpack straps are fully adjustable. So whenever you throw it on, you can tighten it up to put more weight on your shoulders. You can loosen it up to put more weight on your hips, especially with the waistband. It's a padded waistband, has little tiny pockets so that you can, you know, pack in your Zens or your Alps, even though there's nowhere in Middle Tennessee to buy those things from. So sorry, I can't support you, Tucker Carlson, but I'd love to, but I can't. So, you know, maybe send me some. And also just like, this is where I keep like the goodies, man. I keep like some extra snacks, like some, you know, pepperonis, a little bit of protein, a little bit of spice in it, in those little packs. You can also take this off altogether if you don't like waist straps. If you love waist straps, you can take this off and actually use it as a, like kind of like an old school war belt, if you want to call it that. It has a row of Molly on the back, so you could actually attach some things to the waistband and just use it, you know, on its own. I don't really find a use for that whatsoever, but it is cool that you can do that. The waistband, once you get it on, once you clip in, it does tighten forward, so you can pull the straps to put more pressure on your hips. And that's a like if your shoulders get tired while wearing this stuff, which they absolutely will after you hit like mile three, at least for me. And so I start to tighten that up, loosen up the shoulder straps, get a little weight off my shoulders, and then once my hips get a little tired, I swap back, I loosen that up, I cinch up the shoulder straps and put a little bit more weight on the shoulder. So you kind of go back and forth to, ease the pain or to amplify the comfort of whatever you need in the moment. This back panel here does have some pads in it. It's not as much as like, it's definitely not as comfortable as like an Eberle stock pack. Those, in my opinion, are like, they're my favorite packs. I'm not gonna stop wearing those, but this is still a great option, especially at such a low price. When you open it up, it has a backer in here that is kind of a, it's a stiffener. You can remove that if you want. I like it in there, but also it has a Velcro panel right here. So if you wanted to Velcro like a pistol or in a holster in there or something like that, you absolutely could without taking up too much space on the internal. So it has that option if you want to use it or remove it. On the top left and on the top right, you also have pass-throughs for if you want to run a hydration bladder. I'm not a big fan of hydration bladders. I know some people love them. If that's your cup of tea, you can absolutely run a hydration bladder internally and route the cable or route your tube through one of these openings, depending on which side you like it to be on. You can route it down through here. And one of the things I hate about hydration bladders is how the thing just dangles around afterwards, like the part that you sip out of. It comes with this little keeper right here so that you can pull it up and just pop it back in. I don't have a hydration bladder out here right now because I absolutely hate them. They bust and they get dirty and I just don't like them. And they take up room in the pack. Like, I just use Nalgene's. It's way simpler, way more effective. This is not a video about how much I hate hydration pouches, but it might turn into that. All right, so let's get to the internal of the pack. Again, this is a 37 liter pack. It folds out kind of like this. You got a great opening. Inside here, I just packed what I would normally pack. I've got my Nods, which obviously you don't have to have. I could also put this in my helmet, close all that in the beaver hood or whatever you call it, and save some space right there. It's starting to heat up a little bit, but the nights are still a little chilly, so I have an all-enclosed bivy, which can also act as my rain shelter if I absolutely have to use it for that. And I have my poncho, so if I want to make a makeshift like Ranger Diamond shelter, I can. I don't have to rely solely on that, especially if I put this up and then I get in the bivy. It's just extra heat being trapped, so that's great. Pre-paracorded. Also, I have a little dry bag with extra socks, extra underwear, which doubles as a pillow whenever I'm sleeping. I have a Grail, which is an all-in-one water filtration thing. So if I don't want to have to bust out some kind of crazy water filtration thing, or if I don't want to boil my water, which I still should and I can in that. So you have two different forms of, you know, treating your water or purifying it. I can do that, but I keep the Grail in here, just empty, good to go. And then at the bottom, I have just a Whoopee blanket because it does get colder. I don't want to sacrifice the room of having a full sleeping bag in here, which is much bigger than this. So I'll just use this Whoopee blanket inside of the bivy sack with the poncho above me, trapping in even more heat, and with the bedroll or the accordion style bedroll keeping me off the ground. Like, I can stay very, very warm even in, you know, sub 15, even 0 degree temperatures at night. It has on the internal here a little pouch here, and you can tighten it or loosen it depending on what you need. And here I've just stuffed all of my food. I pack this so the thing that I'm least likely to have to, you know, need in the moment is more towards the bottom, but I've got enough food in here for at least a couple days. I'll probably be a little hungry, but that's okay. A little bit of hunger is a good thing. Multiple MREs, extra entrees, and of course I have snacks like, you know, cargo pockets and all that stuff. This little pouch right here is the pouch that you access internally here. So obviously you can see it's super cool if you're smart and you leave a little bit of room in your pack. But if you load this up, I mean, this just gets compressed. So if you need it, you have it. You can put other things in here. There's no lining in this, which is one thing you may notice. Like, there's no extra lining to make things slick or nicer, but that's okay. In my opinion, that's not always needed in a pack. This is fairly weather resistant. It's not 100% waterproof, but that's what a rain cover is for. So you could easily smash a rain cover in any one of these pockets because they compress really down really low, and then throw it over your pack if you need that true water resistance. The Molly here, yeah, you can attach stuff here. I think most people will probably use it to hang a hydration bladder, which is what this kind of thing is for as well. This all comes with it. But this part of it is actually what I am really, really impressed with. It has pre-sewn in pockets for just different things. So in this top one, this is the largest one. I think this one might be a little bit smaller. But in here, I have my line kit for if I need to lash anything together.
I have a couple of water decon kits from Cana Provisions, and I have a little fire starter set, an extra boo-boo kit. My other boo-boo kit, keep in mind, was on that apothecary bag, so I just keep that in there. And that takes care of that pouch. And then on this one, I've got an extra battery bank, some extra batteries. This little battery keeper is from Dynamic Fuzz. He makes some really cool stuff. I really like this thing. I have a couple of them, and I put them in different kits just to hold CR123s, 18650s, AAA batteries, AA batteries, like basically all the batteries for all the things. I just keep in this, and it works really well. Some extra camo face paint, but as you can see, you can load pretty much whatever you want in these little things depending on what you need. All right, so the final question that I had was, how does this all tie together? How does it all feel when you're using everything together, especially the pack and the plate carrier? Because certain packs, when you put them on over certain plate carriers, they don't really, it just doesn't feel right. I don't know how to explain it. You either have a little bit too much bulk, or it's not tight enough, or it's too tight. With the chest strap, this pulls these backpack straps in to a natural point where my shoulder breaks, which is great, especially for shouldering a rifle with a pack on. It definitely feels different, especially if it's over a plate carrier. You know, shooting a rifle without anything on feels one way. When you put a plate carrier on, it feels slightly different depending on the carrier and depending on the size of plate that you have. And then once you put on a pack, it's like, okay, now you're starting to bulk up the shoulder area that you're so used to placing your stock into. But overall, it actually feels pretty darn good, just as good as anything else that I've worn. One other thing, he is making slings, which, you know, a sling is a sling, in my opinion. Like, they're all super simple. They all do the same thing. In fact, all of this gear all pretty much does the same thing as anything else. But the sling it's nice, man. It's a $30 sling, I think. And you got a pull tab. You pull it forward to tighten it. You pull it back to loosen it. It's got a little bit of padding, not too much, not too little. It's just a good all-around sling. And for $30, it's like, dude, it just makes sense. I think it's important to remember that your knowledge, your skills, and your endurance will go far, like do way more for you than any piece of gear or kit, whether you have expensive kit or cheap kit. It's all there just to serve your endurance, your skills, and your knowledge. So if you don't have these three things squared away and you're hunting for gear, it's like, what are you doing? You're getting ahead of yourself. But as people get into gear, and as people are like, all right, I'm ready to get a plate carrier, I'm ready to get a pack, I want to start going out on some field training exercises, or going and bivouacking with the boys, or doing some Milsim West and practicing this kind of stuff, it's like, this whole setup, everything that you saw in here, minus all the like attachments and gear and stuff, $470. That's how much money I paid out of my own account to get this stuff. And it's like, bro, it functions very well. It does the same thing as my super expensive stuff. Now, am I going to get rid of my Spiritus rigs? No. Am I going to get rid of my Cry stuff? No. Am I going to get rid of my Eberle stock packs? No.
How about no?
I'm not. I still prefer that stuff. Like, I can afford to enjoy that kind of stuff. But if I'm just looking to get into it, or if all of my gear is kind of all mix matched and I want something that's multi-purpose that all kind of works together in its own little ecosystem, or maybe I'm just on a super tight budget and I just need some gear to help me be a little bit more prepared, this is like one of the best entry-level options that I've ever worn, that I've ever tried. And I'm going to keep on wearing it. I'm going to order some more. I'm going to order Nick a set. I'm going to order Josh a set. And we're going to start balling on some budget loadout stuff, and just kind of like remind everyone that you don't have to go super fancy to be an effective prepared citizen. Like, you just don't. There's a time and a place for specific, really highly thought out designed gear that is way more expensive. And there is absolutely a place for standard Minuteman loadout that's very affordable, high quality, like this kind of stuff. But Drew, if gear is not that important, if it all pretty much serves the same function, you know, regardless of the price, then why do we even care about it? Why do we even talk about it? Why is it even worth shining a light on or doing YouTube videos about? Well, for two reasons. Number one, I'm interested in it. I think it's cool. And if you've been following us for any amount of time, you know that we make content for us, content that we wish someone would have made for us, whether it's a review on gear or a specific skill set, or an idea like water filtration and purification for your whole home. We're doing the things that we're interested in. So that's number one. It's cool. I like it. The other one is, I like discovering things that can help
the average American become more prepared and become more well-rounded. And gear and kit is a small part of that. It absolutely is. I think the reason why gear and kit is so attractive for people and why they would much rather watch a video about these things that they can buy rather than these skills that they need to learn is because it's just simply more attractive. It's a visual thing. It's way more attractive. Think about like back in high school. You sat next to a pretty girl and you sat next to a not so pretty girl. Who's the one you're going to stare at, right? And if you knew that if you asked both of them out and both of them would say yes, which one would you ask out? The pretty girl. Like, I'm sorry. It sounds callous. It sounds crude, but like the pretty girl, unless you're really smart and you know that the not so pretty one is going to be an absolute babe after college, it's like then you're playing some 4D chess. So yes, I find this stuff interesting. A lot of people find this stuff interesting. They find it attractive. It's naturally attractive. And that's good because that is like a gateway drug to the way more important stuff. Take this for example. We just did a video on how to transport wounded in the field using medical litters and tubular nylon, which is like a couple bucks, like super cheap stuff that you can use to transport someone who's hurt. I was super interested in that video. I could not wait to do it. I was really excited about it. But internally, we all knew, hey, this is not going to be like a viral video. Why? Because people aren't looking that stuff up. But they are looking up gear. Whether you like it or not, we can shake our fists, you know, at the gun tube gods and be like, how dare you not be interested in the things that I think that you should be interested in? We can get really mad and like butthurt about that. Or we could do something that is attractive, capture the people, and then lead them to some place where they didn't expect to go, like water filtration for your whole home, prepping food, emergency food supply, emergency medical, a disaster relief. Those things aren't as attractive on the surface. So if you can capture people with the attractive stuff, get them hooked, and then get them thinking more in a more mature way where they start to realize, oh, it's not all about the gear. It's really about the skills and the mindset and the knowledge and the ability to execute on all these things. And the gear it's just here to serve us. Then that's a winning formula, or at least it is for us. So hope you guys enjoyed this video. I hope you've learned a little bit about what a budget kit can look like. That's still very, very effective. And get out there and train and spend time with the boys, spend time with your family, get to know your neighbors. That's the most important stuff. Catch you next week. Why are they even in Tennessee? Seriously. All they do is destroy foundations of houses, give people leprosy, and like destroy tires when you run over them on the road. Kill them all.